Okay, everybody, we have a glitch in the matrix. I hope you're being patient, and we're launching our own studio, so things happen and we just go with the flow, and that's all about sustainability. So welcome to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to, and I hope you're ready for a great show again. We have Lee Weintraub, who's calling in from Miraval Resort, sharing with us why it's important to live a sustainable lifestyle, and don't we all know that? And Krista Breyer from the Nature Conservancy, one of the world's
It may be the only desert
leaders.
Oasis in the world, complete with botanical gardens,
so
nature trails, eclectic shops, and art galleries, and a new summer menu. And it's right near you, Tohono O'Toole Park. Come enjoy Chef Albert Hall's new summer menu additions. Then enjoy a stroll through our shops, art galleries, and botanical gardens. Park admission is 2-for-1 with purchase in our charming tea room. Nurture yourself, nature yourself. Tohono O'Toole Park. For more information, go to tohonoochulepark.org.
Hi, it's Terry D. from Habitat for Humanity, Tucson's Habit Store, changing the world one sofa at a time. Come to our new location at 935 West Grant, where you can find building materials, doors, windows, paints, appliance, furniture, and a new treasure every day. And with your help, we're still diverting more than 200 tons of material from the landfill. Do your part. Stop, donate, and shop at our new location at 935 West Grant, a quarter mile east of I-10. Catch us on the web, habitattucson.org, and the Habit Store hotline for pickup, 889-7200.
I'm Abbott Taylor, and I'd like to invite you to see what your old jewelry can look like with an Abbott Taylor Jewelers custom design makeover. Recycle your old forgotten jewelry into what we know will become your new favorite jewelry design, and save the earth 20 tons of toxic waste for every ounce of gold jewelry you recycle. Choose from thousands of designs, custom designed for you, or have me create a one-of-a-kind original. For over 35 years, I've been designing the finest jewelry and giving the best diamond deals in Tucson with 100% trade-up guaranteed. Call today for a free design consultation and evaluation. Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Exquisite jewelry designs and exceptional diamond deals created right here in Tucson for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook, and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for your patience. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. Get ready for lots of great information to be shared with guests on the show today. And as always, get ready to have some fun, because what if living green could be fun? And certainly in my world, it is. Please check out my website. We just launched Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge. It has officially begun. It was barely live, and we already got some entries. I know the first one was PopCycle from down on 4th Avenue. And I hope if you're listening, you'll consider submitting your company to celebrate your sustainable business practices, or if there's a company that you know that really does support green from the inside out, please let them know about the contest. It's mrsgreensworld.com/contest. Imagine that. So we have two guests today, and I want to hurry up and get right to the first one, because I love having her on the show, and she always has great things to share. And if you know anything about me, you know that I love Miraval. I get a certain lilting laughter in my voice, Lee, when I hear anything about Miraval. I just kind of go, ah. So it's Lee Weintraub, and she is, I call her Wonder Woman. And she she's developed a multidimensional therapy practice that combines her background in coaching, counseling, psychology, and her passion for health. And on my journey as Mrs. Green, to me, it's kind of been, I've been on rewind, and I started with plastic bags, and now I've rewound my life to where health and what I eat and my fitness lifestyle is a major motivator for my life. But guess what? It's not all about me. It's all about Lee. So Lee, tell us about what you're doing out there. Walk and talk and reflect and transcend. I love them.
Well, thank you for having me on. And next time I see you at Miraval, which I think is approaching shortly, I am going to drag you out on that tennis court, at least for a walk through the desert. But I do a really interesting, innovative thing here called walk and talk therapy or coaching. And my background is actually in much more traditional types of therapy. I went to school at Northwestern, learned a lot about sitting in an office on a couch talking to people about their childhood and maybe their unconscious in areas where they might be struggling. And very quickly and realized that sitting in an office for lots of people is not nearly as effective as getting them moving. So I started doing walking and talking sessions. And aside from it being incredibly healthy for us, instantaneously once people start moving, they are in the present and they are feeling and seeing results. Oftentimes self-consciousness goes down and
right.
So the conversation is much more natural.
Right. It makes sense.
And what I've seen in working with lots of people is, speaking of sustainability and how important it is to be able to pick actions in our life that we can continue to sustain on a daily basis, this walking is something that people were then beginning to do on their own to empower themselves and get healthier.
And what a place to walk. But, I mean, I that's what I'm doing for my exercise right now. And I go out really early in the morning, and there are just lots of little messengers out there talking to you and the rabbits. And it's just, it really is therapeutic. What a way to start your day.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what about, I love the quote. I mean, I love how Miraval prepares for the guests, and they just give me these precious jewels. And as Einstein so superbly professed, an unexamined life is not worth living. So talk about that and how you use the Socratic method to explore questions that really will open up our eyes and our minds and get us ready to make the changes that we all want to make to be our best.
Yeah. I give a lecture here. It's called Reflect and Transcend, and I start the lecture off just sparking some curiosity in people by asking some very interesting questions that will provoke some thought. And I couldn't agree with Socrates more that one needs to constantly be questioning in order to grow. And interestingly, one of the questions I ask in a lecture is, if you were to climb to the top of the mountain out back of Miraval and you got to yell something from the top, anything you want, what would you want to scream from that mountaintop? And believe it or not, as simple as that question is, oftentimes I hear some very fascinating responses which let you into a person's mindset and their soul and where they're at in life.
And what can you just tell me a couple of examples? Like, I don't know what
absolutely.
I would say. I'm serious. Like, I love that.
Well, I strongly encourage that people answer from their gut.
Right.
The first instinctual response might be the most profound. And I've heard answers from leave me alone to somebody hear me to I love everyone to I did it.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I love it.
That answer can then spark lots of conversation about where our brains tend to go as using positive resources mentally. And for a lot of people, the thing that they might scream might be a message that they need to get across, and it could be an area in which they're stuck in their life, and it gives us a great foundation for conversation moving forward on our walks.
That's amazing, and I didn't know about that part, so I love it. I the last time I was out there, I said, you know, I just really do need a week at Miraval. So I might scream this time, a week at Miraval, because then I would have a chance to take advantage of all these wonderful things. What happens to me if I'm out there? It's like I just want to be, and I read all the little signs about sustainability, and I go sit at the bird, you know, where you can watch the birds, and I go on the labyrinth, and just, it's so absolutely therapeutic for me to just be out there that I need a little more time. So just, can you pass that on?
I will make sure they know.
Yeah, right. I know. Anyway, and then the other one that I just think is so fun, and we have to hit on it, is Zenas Tennis. Do you think these names, I love it, Reflect and Transcend, I like that, and Walk and Talk, but Zenas Tennis, talk about that, and that's one of your passions. And
yes.
So let us talk about playing.
Well, I have been playing tennis since I was 4, so the tennis court is no doubt my personal sanctuary, and I try to help make that happen for other people. And we have two programs right now at Miraval. One is called Zenas Tennis, and the other that we recently launched is called Just Play. And in Zenas Tennis, many of the drills that we're doing are all about effectively problem solving, and because every time you have to hit a shot, you're facing a dilemma.
Right.
You don't have a lot of time to produce
right.
certain results. And the biggest way people cloud their ability to solve their problems is they get emotional and they react and they judge themselves. So when you walk on the court with me, there is no good or bad. There's merely space. And there are no judgments whatsoever. We play Enya music, so it's relaxing and people are finding flow. And then the Just Play class, we are not analyzing. In fact, we are trying to be like we're 10 years old again and just having fun, rocking out to great music and finding flow like a kid would where they're not self-conscious.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that I think you should do, and I don't think I've ever said this on the air in almost 4 years, I really think you should write a book, and I'm not kidding. You have great stories. You started playing tennis when you're 4 years old. You're part of an unbelievably great organization. And to me, the heart of your message, having read about what you're doing and interviewed you before, is that you really incorporate the body and the mind, body, spirit. You incorporate all of them, but we can't leave one out. And I think that, you incorporate the emotional stress with how walking can help that. And, it's about healing the planet that we so sorely need.
Thank you very much for saying that. And I'm working on the book.
Well, I can't wait. And I know I'll be interviewing you. So this was a great interview. Lee, thank you so much for being with us from Miraval Resorts. Check them out at miravalresorts.com. Have a great Saturday. We'll be right back, ready for our next guest. Stay here with me. This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Did you know that the TDI clean diesel engine in my Jetta from Chapman Tucson gets 30 miles per gallon in the city and 42 on the highway? It has more power, uses less fuel, and I call it the fuel-efficient powerhouse. The 2-liter four-cylinder engine in my Jetta produces 90% less sooty emissions. For the best ownership experience possible, please visit Chapman at 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
A big challenge of sustainability is making it affordable to everyday folks. It's a challenge we welcome at the U of A, where architecture students are applying years of research to building energy-smart, low-income housing. Students get hands-on learning. Families in need get cutting-edge, money-saving homes. And home builders, well, they get a whole new benchmark. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, Mrs. Green here. Did you know you can reduce your water and fertilizer use in your yards and gardens by using Back2Feed? The Back2Feed system is economical, easy to use, and extremely effective. Back2Feed introduces billions of microbes into your soil using water. You simply add water to the powder, let it sit for 24 hours, and apply with a yard feeder. It is used on farms and golf courses all over the Southwest. Give your soil organisms with Back2Feed. Visit Back2Feed.com.
The Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway and Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313. 290-9313 or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
My name is Barry Herr, a realtor with a green designation, a longtime listener, and advocate of Mrs. Green. One of the best things is the way she presents information about living green in an easy-to-use way. Having been involved in recycling and the environmental movement for the last 20 years, I've seen that the hardest part is for people to know what to do. Mrs. G breaks it down into bits we can all follow. Continue to join me in learning from Mrs. Green on a radio show. If you're coming to Tucson, let me help you find your piece of our green heaven.
My name is Mary Cochran, and I'm a pediatrician here in Southern Arizona. I'd like to tell you about an amazing leadership program for your daughters. I'm talking about Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts is everything you could wish for your daughters and more. Girls learn important life skills, explore the environment, take action in the community through service projects, and make lasting friendships, all while developing essential leadership skills. I encourage you to visit GirlScoutsSouthernArizona.org to find the perfect fit for your daughter.
Welcome back, everybody. Does that music not want to make you just stand up and shout. I hope you are on for the first segment with Lee Weinraub from Miraval Resort, describing something I'm looking forward to, just going to the top of the mountain and shouting whatever you want. You have tuned into Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to, and we love that you are. Thank you for the continued growth of my Facebook page and for the comments I'm getting on my blogs. It really inspires me to keep on keeping on. And we have actually, you'll be hearing from one in-studio guest, Krista Breyer from the Nature Conservancy. And her son, Conrad, is also joining us here. We like that. We'd love to have the young people in the audience. And he is just, I met him just today, and he's like our hope for the future. Just a bright, engaged young man. And it makes me feel honored to have you here, Conrad. I'm happy that you're here, and I wish we had a microphone for you. But that's maybe next month. So, Krista, thank you for coming and taking time out of your Saturday and for bringing your son. And I said to you off air that the Nature Conservancy, from a very young age for Mr. Green and for me, we were very, very aware of the Nature Conservancy and have been members, I think, continuously. I mean, I put all of their, you know, their mailing labels on my my return address labels, but they're making such a global impact. And I have to... Their tagline is protecting nature, preserving life. That's so powerful in 32 countries and 50 states and even in our own backyard. Lots of really wonderful conservation programs and efforts in Arizona. So welcome and thanks for being here.
And thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
We're
enjoy
excited.
Your show.
Thank you. Thank you. So tell us, give people, I mean, a background about the Nature Conservancy and its global mission.
Well, the Nature Conservancy is about protecting land and water for plants, animals, and human beings for future generations. It's a very simple message. It's the same message we've had for many years. And we work in a collaborative environment. We work with nations. I mean, we're currently working with China. You know, we work in Indonesia. We're in Brazil. We're throughout the globe. And, of course, very strong in the United States, and just helping people understand the environment from a scientific approach.
And one of the things that I remember so clearly about the oil spill, it's very hard sometimes when those efforts, when you're sitting here in Tucson, Arizona, and saying, how can I help? How can I ask followers from Mrs. Green from all over the country and the globe help? And one of the trusted organizations that I knew was on the ground was Nature Conservancy. Because they were there to help and to really have a scientific approach to measure the impact. I'm sure they're still doing things there.
And I'm glad you bring that up because we are trusted by communities and
very
governments.
Very much so.
We're an organization, you know, we don't get into litigation. We're really about making a solution. We're solving it together as a group.
What a great approach. I mean, talk about coming together for solutions. I love that. But I remember I was following updates from the Nature Conservancy about what they were doing and a scientific approach. So I want to talk a little bit about, we really want to talk about your passion and your program, which is rainwater harvesting, and I'm excited about that. But one of the things that in my journey of Mrs. Green that I see, there are so many things to focus on. There, you just could have an endless amount of topics. So as an international organization, how does the scientific approach that they use, can you talk a little bit about that and what their purpose is in actually narrowing things down or approaching it very scientifically so that you can measure your impact?
Well, we gather information scientifically, and then we look at our mission, and is this going to help us protect land and waters?
Right, right.
And that's where we want to retain our focus on. For example, the Wallow fires, perfect example, which really influenced so many people in Arizona.
Certainly impacted us.
Oh, it did tremendously. Well, a number of years ago, we got together with the timber industry in the White Mountains. And we collaborated with the local government there, with, you know, Fish and Game, the Forestry Service. And after doing a scientific study, we realized that we needed some thinning of the forest up there. So in our efforts with them, we began thinning, you know, the forests and giving funding in that arena. And I'm happy to say that there have been some homes up there that were saved. Because of the thinning of the forest, it allowed the firefighters to get in there and help those families. We were directly impacted. As a matter of fact, one of our family friends, their home was saved.
Awesome. Our home was not, but we're moving on.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
But something
good will come out of that also because of the ability to rebuild it green.
Right.
So there's, you get the devastating news, but as Mrs.
Right.
Green, Mr. Green and I will rebuild it back. But that's awesome. So yes. Just a direct result of the forest
right.
thinning opportunities. That's great. The actions, prevention.
And then there was funding given up there too. So we like to think that the environment and the economy go hand in hand, not just here in Arizona, but throughout the world. So during that process of the thinning of the forest, there were 300 jobs created up in the White Mountains.
And was it a collaborative between the Forest Service and the Nature Conservancy?
It sure was.
That's unbelievable,
tying it to
the economy.
You know, so when you're talking about science and you're doing research in specific areas, wherever that area might be, and then we look at those numbers, is the temperature increasing? How much is it increasing? What can we do in that local area to help them?
And, you know, the other thing that strikes me, it again speaks to being able to trust the Nature Conservancy, because there are so many organizations out there asking for your donations and your dollars. And I feel safe knowing that there is a scientific approach, that the socioeconomic factors are always included, because it really is, if you can't sustain people through jobs, it's kind of like an empty piece that you have to look at. So I love that. So what other things in Arizona? I know there's the one down by Sierra Vista where we went forever. And to explain to people if they're not aware of it, the Nature Conservancy buys huge parcels of land, and then they own it.
Right.
And
are you talking
huge.
About the San Pedro River down there?
Yes.
Which is beautiful.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Isn't that spectacular? I mean, you look at it and gosh, I can't believe this is in the middle of the desert. And it's running water. It truly is.
Babbling brooks.
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And that wouldn't be possible without the you know, there's such encroachment issues now, and they're not making any more land. Not that I've heard of. There's no new land being created. So the Nature Conservancy holding on to what they have is really awesome. And then do you know anything about the project up north near Flagstaff where you can go to a visitor center? It's okay if you don't, because we don't ever put anybody
on
the spot.
That one I'm not so familiar with.
I wasn't
but
either.
But the one down in San Pedro, I just want to say, that's a collaborative effort, too, with Project WET. So Project WET is an organization that goes out to the elementary and the middle schools, and they do what's called a water audit. So they show the students how to determine how much water they're using through the faucets, you know, what does it take when they flush the toilet, how much water are we using, and they really connect the dots. And then we take them to the San Pedro River, and they get to see where is the water coming from.
And they make it real. I love it.
And so while they're down there, they get to take samples of water. So we're introducing science, mathematics, conservation.
Nature.
History,
real nature.
Nature. I mean, it's just really spectacular. You know, we have 150 volunteers go down every June to help us monitor that and get scientific evidence. And then that comes back to our scientists where they can make an evaluation. I mean, is the water flowing where it should be flowing? What is prohibited? What's in the water?
that's one of my favorite
right.
questions. What's in the water?
So that we can preserve this.
Now, the partnership you have with schools and Project WET, is Project WET a part of the Nature Conservancy or is it another organization?
It's another collaborative effort with the Nature Conservancy.
I love it.
And it's just part of youth outreach. And I know you're a huge proponent of youth.
Huge proponent. And the thing is, the schools are so strapped for money. I mean, they're so underfunded. Let's not even go down that road. But the private sector and the nonprofit sector bringing these things to the schools, I don't think it's ever been needed more. I mean, field trips are being canceled and trips to the Arizona Theater Company are being canceled because they can't afford the buses. So having the public and the nonprofits like the Nature Conservancy partner is great. I don't know about Project WET, and that always is like, okay, I'll be Googling that after the show. It's not even funny. So your role specifically, I think we, at the end of the show, I want to talk about how people can get involved. And you mentioned 150 volunteers. Voluntourism is kind of caught on in the country. I talk about it a lot on the mountain and I talk about it on my show. But let's talk about rainwater harvesting and how you, what, when was your interest, the genesis of your interest and part, and, you know, partnering with the Nature Conservancy and your role there?
You know, that's fun because I think of that as an aha moment. You know,
maybe screaming up on the mountain, "Nature Conservancy, rainwater harvesting."
It was. I'm a big gardener and fruits and vegetables and ornamentals, and I just like green, you know. See?
And you garden here in Tucson, which I sure do. Just so commendable.
And I wasn't willing to give that up, but it was probably about 3-4 summers ago, I looked at the water bill. And it wasn't even so much the dollar amount, which that hit me, but it was how many gallons of water I was using. And I thought, how can I change this? And I started doing a little exploration. I thought, I'm going to start harvesting some of my rainwater.
Awesome. Oh, my God, what a great story. The heartland. I love it. Okay.
So that's what
that's where the journey
doing.
Began?
Yeah.
All right. And
yeah.
Was Conrad a part of that?
All the way through. My son, he is such a trooper. As I got a 55-gallon drum and a 1-inch paddle for my drill and started, you know, retrofitting this thing, and he's holding it, and I'm drilling.
It's a family affair. And it speaks to the whole issue of I say it on my newsletters, bring your family apart, making them a part of it. Okay, so we are rolling along here with Krista from the Nature Conservancy, and we will be right back. Stay here with us.
Hi, I'm Terry D. from Habitat for Humanity Tucson's Havastor. Come see us out at our new location at 935 West Grant Road. That's Grant Road in I-10. If you're looking for anything to do with your home, whether it's appliances, cabinets, doors or windows, even paint supplies, come out to 935 West Grant Road. Our donation hotline number, 520-889-7200. If you've been doing your spring cleaning, you need us to come out and pick up some of your stuff, call us up at our hotline, 520-889-7200, and come in and shop and support Habitat for Humanity Tucson.
Other grocery stores don't tell you their produce is first shipped to an out-of-state distributor before hitting the shelves. At the Food Conspiracy Co-op, we cultivate relationships with Southern Arizona farmers who deliver their fresh-picked fruits and vegetables to our door, ensuring freshness and a low carbon footprint. Anyone can shop at the Food Conspiracy Co-op, which is collectively owned by nearly 2,000 Tucsonans. The co-op is open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily on 4th Avenue between 6th and 7th Streets. Come check us out.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Mrs. Green here for Back to Feed. Are your carrots the size of Q-tips? Are your string beans all strung out? Have the petals fallen off the rose? Does your lawn yawn? Sounds like you could use some organisms. 100% natural Back to Feed provides billions of organisms that improve the organic composition of your soil. And it gets even better. You'll even use less water and fertilizer. Give your lawn and garden what it needs. Back to Feed. Find us at backtofeed.com. Mrs. Green here for Back to Feed. Are your carrots the size of Q-tips? Are your string beans all strung out? Have the petals fallen off the rose? Does your lawn yawn? Sounds like you could use some organisms. 100% natural Back to Feed provides billions of organisms that improve the organic composition of your soil. And it gets even better. You'll even use less water and fertilizer. Give your lawn and garden what it needs. Back to Feed. Find us at backtofeed.com.
Hi, Kathy Rankin here with Temco Air in Tucson, and I'm a huge fan of Mrs. Green. In the scheme of going green, I'm still just a little sprout, but thanks to Mrs. Green, I've learned a lot of easy and fun ways to help the environment. Okay, so I'm not willing to install chemical toilets in my house, but reusable shopping bags, I'm in. Reduce, recycle, reuse, I get it. So get your green on the easy and fun way with Mrs. Green. Did I mention fun? Check out our website at mrsgreensworld.com and tell Gina Kathy sent you.
everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. We are thinking today. We are laughing today. We're having fun today. We have in our studio Krista Breyer from the Nature Conservancy. And the Nature Conservancy is truly one of the world leaders in protecting nature and preserving life. What an impactful statement that is. And I also mentioned her son Conrad is here with us. And if we had another mic, he'd be a guest on the show because he's ready. Even though he's 11 years old, he'd be right on there. So we were talking about the importance of the projects that the Nature Conservancy is involved in, the importance of having a scientific approach, and then segued to your personal involvement, which is so awesome. It's so reeling it back, as I say, so gardening and then rainwater harvesting, and that's when we last spoke. So Right. Let's tell us about how that went to the major projects you're now involved in with rainwater harvesting at the Nature Conservancy.
Well, the Nature Conservancy has an extensive rainwater harvesting docent program, which, by the way, we're looking for more docents for our fall classes. And this program is quite a bit of training. It takes time, but it's just amazing.
And what's covered in the training?
Well, the training is everything from active, passive rainwater harvesting. So active meaning capturing it in a cistern.
Right.
Passive, earthworks, moving the dirt around on your yard
berms
to capture.
And all that. Right.
Okay. Berms, like a big bathtub, a basin.
Right.
And so you're doing quite a bit of earthworks, and you're directing the water that already falls on your property. So if we get 10 inches of rain a year in Tucson, even if you have a 1,000 square foot roof, which is, you know, pretty small, 1,000
right,
square
right.
feet, for 1 inch of rain, you can get 650 gallons of water.
You are kidding
That's
me.
A lot of water.
Mrs. Green should know that. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of water.
So, you know, we're all about stacking, too, and stacking is multiple purposes. So when you plant a tree, where are you going to plant it? Could you plant it on the east side or the west side of your home? So not
is it
only
a good species to plant
right,
in Tucson?
Right. Is it a native plant?
Right.
What is that plant going to do for your property? Is it going to help build oxygen to the soil? Is it a mesquite? It's going to put nitrogen in the soil. It's going to provide habitat. It's going to provide food. And then it's going to provide shade. So all of these are the items that we learned in the rainwater harvesting. And then the Nature Conservancy asked for a commitment to help them with tours. Well, when I started doing the tours, which I love the tours because we just get some amazing people to come visit us, I thought, why don't we have this for younger people? Because I didn't learn about sustainability in school. I mean, I'm the end of baby boomer, the beginning of the X generation.
And I'm farther on the end than
well,
you are.
You know, we had give a hoot, don't
yes,
pollute.
Right, right.
You know,
yes.
We didn't learn any of this stuff. And so I'm learning it from my son because he's bringing this stuff home from school. And I thought, well, that's how we include the entire family, is we make something that the family wants to come to. Together.
And that is so fun. I mean, what if living green could be fun? I think people yeah. are starved for what we can do with our kids that are interactive and not in a mall and not in a movie.
Right. It's outside. It's free. It's educational. It's hands-on activities. And the adults love it just as much as the kids do. So this now has really morphed into something totally amazing. And we work now with the Girl Scouts.
Love it. Love it. Big friends of the Girl Scouts.
Right.
Give them a little ring.
And they're amazing. You know, we spoke with them and we said, what can we do for you? Here is the tour that we currently have that they had already been coming on. How do we help you meet your goals? And their goals is they have a Wonders of Water badge. So we acclimated the tour to that. We worked the Boy Scouts in their sustainability, their environmental science badge. Their water and soil.
Great partnering. Mm-hmm. I talk about the silo effect where everybody's doing their own thing in their own silo. How about talking to each other? Isn't
right.
that a, I love that.
And
I
networking.
Love that.
And so now we've been putting together a certification program, a youth certification program that'll be utilized first by the Girl Scouts, but we're just so open.
And when are they? Are they on Saturdays? Are they after school? Do you work around that? Do you do it in schools?
We're both Saturdays
I
and
love it.
After school.
Love it, love
because
it.
Because some families have sports on Saturdays.
Right,
so we
right,
want to
right.
make it accessible.
Right. So how long's the program?
Well, the certification is kind of in its infancy, so we're putting this together with local people here in town and knowing what we know as the Conservancy. You know, we're really dedicated to youth outreach, as with the Project Wet and the San Pedro River and now this. We did also an urban project in New York City, and it was getting kids from an urban environment out into nature.
I saw that on the website.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes, they're completely surrounded by bricks and mortar, and those mm-hmm. programs can be life-changing for urban kids. Absolutely,
well,
and positively.
How do you know you want to do something if you've never been exposed to
it? Right, if you've barely seen a tree or heard a bird or seen
right.
a rabbit. I mean, New York City's pretty harsh in terms of any, you know, they're Central Park. That's the
right.
end of the story. And Battery Park. I think that's it, right? I can't think of anything else. Maybe getting better.
Right.
Lots of rooftop, more rooftop gardens and stuff like that. But still, it's not like going up to upstate New York.
Right, right. And they just might not have that opportunity. So it's all about exposure. We're also involved in a project right now because they're saying in the last 20 years, kids are outside 50% less.
At least.
That's substantial.
At least. I mean, it's just not, it's not the way it used to be when we grew
right.
up. Forget that part.
Right. And a lot of it has to do with technology. But so why can't we combine technology like geocaching with their cell phone?
We've done that.
Outside.
Yes.
See?
Make a technique.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got the whole thing. And the kids love it.
Yeah.
And we turn into big, goofy kids. We've done it up in the White Mountains, and it's just awesome.
I mean, so you did it with your family?
We did. We did it with our grandchildren, then we did it with another family and their son, and they loved it. It's like it's anticipation like you wouldn't believe, and you're getting closer and getting closer, and it's a fabulous family activity. Really fun.
Well, and it encompasses so many things. I mean, we're talking about problem solving and cognitive thought process.
Working together.
Right.
All of that, the
as
teamwork.
A team.
Awesome, awesome.
And that's why this certification program is important to the Girl Scouts, because it's leadership. It's teaching the younger kids. There's just so many positive things.
And, you know, in my background, there's a lot of human service background, and there's something called the developmental assets. And there's such absolute, you talk about scientific proof and rooms full of data about if you get kids involved in things like this, it can be absolutely one of the developmental assets that changes their life forever in terms of what they want to do, in terms of their career paths, in terms of alternatives that might not be so good for themselves that would have dire consequences. So there's a whole ripple effect that I'm sure isn't even measured. Now, how do you recruit for those junior docents and the docent? Does it come from the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts, or do you do other outreach efforts to get kids involved?
Well, the adult docent program, anybody can go on line to our website and then look up the details on that, and I'll give you all that information.
I would love that. And everybody, I say this on the air frequently, if anything is said here and somebody's driving, listening on their smartphone, email info at Mrs. Green's World, and we will connect the green dots for you. We'll get them back to you.
Oh, that'd be great. So the adult docent program, we definitely want to encourage help in that area, because not only do you learn so much and you really make some new and interesting friends, it's an opportunity to give back, too.
To give back. And there are people. Do you get winter mm-hmm. visitors who participate in it?
We do have winter visitors.
I bet.
They leave for the summer. And, you know, our tour schedules change. And it's just fun. Now, for the youth program, this is, like I said, we're still in the infancy for the docent program. So that's being put together.
Put together, okay.
But for the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts, just call us at 520-622-3861.
Okay, say it again.
522-3861.
Okay.
And you can make a reservation for your group to come and do the actual hands-on tour.
And what's involved in the tour? I'd like to know a little bit more about it, because when my grandchildren come, that'd be something great for us to do. So what's involved in the tour?
Well, one of the things on the tour is we have a big 10x10 sandbox, and then we have a bunch of tools. And do you know those Build-A-Bear boxes?
Yes,
well,
I do.
Build-A-Bear is wonderful. They donated boxes to us. So those are our little houses, and we put them in the big sandbox, and we have little artificial trees and little gardening items. And the kids get to make their own community garden, and when it rains on the roof, where would the water go? How do we direct it?
I love it.
So that is always fun. And then we have a model cistern where the kids get to make it rain.
Okay.
And they get to see the inner workings of a cistern in the model because it's all clear. And it comes down the gutter and it goes down a first flush and into the cistern and the overflow. We have rain chains that they get to play with. There's a scavenger hunt that
they
get to
do. Now, let me talk about those rain chains. We were actually out at Miraval, and they have a total sustainable wing where they built a 600 series wing where all the buildings were built. They're LEED certified. So that chain that just comes down from the hole in the roof,
right?
Does that, people were asking me, and I'm Mrs. Green, and I'm saying, that's for rainwater harvesting. And I thought, so is that what, it's just a chain that comes down from the roof and helps to focus where the water goes or harness the water?
It sure does. It works. And, you know, in rainwater harvesting, we have what's called the three S's. And we want to slow down the water.
Okay.
We want to spread out the water.
Okay.
And we want to sink the water into the ground. So by putting up the rain chain, the water follows it. It slows it down. So if you have an area, you know, sometimes you have an area outside your house, got a big gully from the water hitting so hard, that'll slow it down. And a rain chain, you can move that. The water will follow it up to 45 degrees.
You are kidding.
No.
I mean, this show was totally worth it just for me to learn that. And now I'll be the expert when I go out there. Oh,
it's
yeah, that's
so
a
fun.
Rain
come
chain.
Come visit at my house. It's just,
I want to come do the water demonstration, the
I
whole
hope
rainwater
you do.
Harvesting. I will have to. I'm saying it on air. So it's like you, Conrad, will hold me to it. And say, get that Mrs. Green on here. Okay, so we have about 30 seconds to the break. I want to make sure that everybody out there knows who's on. Krista Breyer from the Nature Conservancy will be back. Please stay here with us. Lots more fun stuff to follow.
Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway and Prudence, Northwest I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313, 290-9313, or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
One day, Sarah Kaus was hiking in the desert, drinking warm water out of her water bottle again. She thought, why isn't there a bottle that can keep my water cold and my coffee hot? And why can't this bottle look good in the boardroom or on a hiking trail? And so, the Swell Double Insulated Water Bottle was born. This stainless steel bottle keeps cold drinks cold 24 hours and hot drinks hot for 12. Swell bottle sales create safe water for the world's poorest people. So go to swellbottle.com to get yours. Enter the code SWELL at checkout and receive a 10% discount.
Americans don't have to worry much about clean water. But in some countries, contaminated water causes 80% of all disease. Special microscopic particles, a kind of nanotechnology, work great for cleaning water. Trouble is, making them is pretty toxic. But soon, it won't be. Thanks to U of A research on ways to produce them with something as simple as egg whites. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Did you know that the TDI clean diesel engine in my Jetta from Chapman, Tucson gets 30 miles per gallon in the city and 42 on the highway? It has more power, uses less fuel, and I call it the fuel-efficient powerhouse. The 2-liter four-cylinder engine in my Jetta produces 90% less sooty emissions. For the best ownership experience possible, please visit Chapman at 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Hi, this is Hank Kreisick, a local certified green architect and listener to Mrs. Green's World. My family and I have chosen to live and practice a more sustainable lifestyle, from my biodiesel-powered truck to our gardens and energy efficiency home retrofits. I'm excited that there's a show like Mrs. Green's World to spread the word about what is going on in the world of sustainability. Truly, choices we make today will have lasting effects on future generations, and Mrs. Green's World does make going green more fun.
Girl Scouts offers once-in-a-lifetime opportunities and experiences for all girls. By becoming a member yourself, for only $12, you are helping to make this possible. As a member, you don't have to be a troop leader or even have a daughter in Girl Scouts. Being a member means that you want to support girls in Southern Arizona and inspire them to have courage, confidence, and character. To unleash a girl's potential and support the Girl Scout movement, visit the Community tab at GirlScoutsSOAZ.org.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And every time I say that, it makes me smile because we always get lots of thinkers on this show, and then they go away and I think some more. So thank you for being with us. We have a wonderful in-studio guest, Krista Breyer and her son. They're from the Nature Conservancy in Tucson, Arizona. This is a world leader in protecting nature and preserving life. The Nature Conservancy is, in fact, in 32 countries, in every 50 state, and there are definitely some in our own backyard or your backyard, wherever you are. And I just want to take a minute again to do a shout out because we're excited. This is all part of the sustainability and the community. We launched yesterday Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge. It has officially begun. And I encourage you to visit my website just to see who's playing in Mrs. Green's world. There's a company called Argentia. If your workplace wins, you'll get a water refilling machine in your place of work for 3 months to see how you like it. We have partnered with Whole Foods and Swell Bottle for the celebration. If your company wins, it's going to be a voting thing. And then our sponsor is Golden Eagle Distributors, and they are leaders in sustainability in this community. They do everything they possibly can, from rerouting their trucks to recycling. They're getting their first compressed natural gas truck this week, and I'm invited to that celebration. So it's really about building this community for all the world to see. Spotlight on Tucson, but we do absolutely think globally and act locally. So thank you. If you're listening from outside of Arizona, we want you to be a part of our world too. So Krista, where do we go from here? We talked about the rainwater chain, which is like my big takeaway for the show, and the training program for the kids and the certification. The building that you have is outstanding here in Tucson. So talk a little bit about that and the features, and then we can talk about how much of it is powered by solar and that whole thing, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Now, the property we're at 1510 East Fort Lowell, and it's on the corner of Cherry and Fort Lowell.
Okay.
So really, it's a city property.
In town, right.
It's a little over 2 acres, and it was donated to us.
Oh, I love these stories.
Isn't this neat? It was donated
by
Barbara
donor?
Mettler.
Okay.
Who does dance, or did dance, natural dance, and her dance studio is on the property. And it has some historic value because the dance studio was actually designed by John Howe, who studied with Frank Lloyd Wright up at Taliesin West. And so his organic architecture is on the property, which is just beautiful. Her residence was on there.
I have to see it. I'm ashamed of myself. I'll say it right on here. I've got to get down there, and you got to hold me to it.
Well,
my husband's been on
the
property.
You might not see it because we have so much native vegetation in the front of the studio there. And I will tell you, it is not on irrigation. It is all done with passive rainwater harvesting.
Oh my gosh, in the desert.
It's spectacular.
It's unbelievable.
It's a little natural desert habitat in there. But when we were given the property, we built a building on there. And of course, during the process of building the building, we say, okay, we're the Nature Conservancy. We're about sustainability. We're about protecting our environment. What are we going to do in our own building that's an example?
Perfect. It's so, to me, out of integrity, if you built the same old building and you're the Nature Conservancy. So there's an authenticity to that that I really admire.
Right. Thank you. And so we looked at, of course, the scientific research, because that's what we do. And we made sure that we had a north-south exposure.
Great.
We used quite a few recycled products. We used recycled steel. We used recycled gypsum. We used low VOC paints, low flush toilets, no flush urinals, solar tubes in the hallways.
Awesome. And, you know, one of my things I've talked about since I started Mrs. Green, I'm obsessed with high-efficiency toilets. Mm-hmm. And I now do what I call guilt-free flushing, because people don't understand, or maybe they do, about how much water we waste, literally flushing it down the toilet, when countries right. don't have any clean water, and it's over three gallons, and you can actually minimize it by not even buying a high-efficiency toilet to 1.2 gallons by just putting things in the tank. So there's ways to really change that. I, of course, love my high-efficiency toilet, but that's all. I had to do that little side
note. Oh, I'm so...
I'm a fanatic about we're wasting that water. We're just flushing drinkable water down the drain.
You know, and that's funny that you say that too, because when we look at Tucson as a whole, over 50% of our drinking water we use outside on our landscaping.
It's just really, it kills me.
And that's a lot.
So. Not here in Mrs. Green's world. Okay, so go ahead.
So the building itself, you know, originally, it's really a retrofit because we did these items when we built the building, but we didn't plan on rainwater harvesting. And that's why it's such a great place to come visit, because it's a retrofit.
I love that. And I think that's not only the present, it's a lot of the future. There's mm-hmm. going to be more and more and more of that because of the situation. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing with the economy. I think it's making people not be such massive consumers. Right. Think about it. So I really think that's a benefit of the challenging economic times.
Right. To use what we have.
Yes.
And make the best of it.
And repurpose
right.
it. So I just have a question, though, like, where did you get the steel and all that? Do you know any of those pieces? Like, when you were repurposing it, did you go to local, like, Originates and places like that to find it? Or did you just call for partners? Or how did you find things like steel for incorporating in the building?
You know, the actual building process was a huge undertaking. And it took a couple years for them to put together. The actual details, I was not part of it. I would have loved to have been part of it.
Right, but it's great. I'm sure they relied a lot on the community.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that's amazing, and I'm sure you have lots of partners. Now, what about the land was donated, which blows me mm-hmm. away, just helping to contribute to the community. And I think the solar story is pretty incredible as well.
Well, the solar, originally we started out with solar on the dance building, and it was a gift. And it was a gift from TEP.
Yes, I love it. They're good partners in the community.
They're fabulous.
They really
are. Talk about really giving back. And to make that collaborative effort, again, as you talk about partnering, we have to. You can't do this alone.
Not anymore.
No.
And it's great.
No,
it's
you have
a real
to be
plus.
Integrity-based
right.
so that you have collaborative effort in the future. So our first solar panels came, and they were on the dance studio, and they supplied a small portion of the electric there. And then as time went on, more need and how else can we display what we have learned and what we have
right,
here?
Right. Modeling.
Right.
So then who is the, now you have like 93% solar.
Right.
So one solar panel does not fill your building.
Oh,
for 93%.
It morphed. We have over 290 panels. At the Nature Conservancy, it supplies over 90% of our utilities. And what we did, again, that whole stacking, multi-purpose.
Right, right.
We took the solar panels and we made a shade structure to park under.
Love it.
And
love
then
it.
We took it one step further and we're rainwater harvesting off the top of it. It's our watershed.
I love it. Little ringing the bell here.
And then we're taking
multi-use.
That water. Yeah. And we are putting that water into an underground 30,000-gallon cistern that'll supply all our landscaping and complete
And that's why
water
you have
needs,
no need
everything.
For any outside irrigation.
No.
How many gallons?
That one will hold 30,000 gallons.
Oh, my gosh. That's a big tank.
Yeah. We already have three cisterns on the property. The largest one being right now 3,300 gallons, but this is 10 times.
And one of the things I'd like to know, and I'm sure there is information available, but you got it donated by TEP, and then I think you worked with Technicians for Sustainability.
Yes,
right?
And
they're
they
awesome,
were marvelous. And you know, as a nonprofit, it can be challenging because you know there's tax credits involved, but as
it doesn't
a nonprofit,
pay for all of it.
You can't.
It
well, as a nonprofit, right. You can't use the tax credits.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So Technicians for Sustainability, I have to say, were brilliant.
Right.
And another collaborative effort with attorneys that donated their time to the Nature Conservancy, plus our director and all the, you know, highly educated individuals who work with the Nature Conservancy.
And it's the much overused but ever true, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes now the community to make some incredible things like this happen. And, you know, Geo Innovation is a partner of Mrs. Green's. Love them. They're all of those locally owned solar companies are out there partnering with churches and schools and still being open and hiring people and being good stewards of the community, but also giving back. Not about greed and who can do the most and get the most dollars. It's a very, to me, authentic, sustainable model. Because you want to make money. Everybody's in business to make money, but they do it, like you said, with integrity and authenticity, and it's great. So 93%, what I was going to say, and I got sidebarred, which is so unlike me, is the money over the life of the Nature Conservancy buildings that you will save by having solar. If you're doing 93% of your electric supply is solar, you're taking absolute energy off the grid by providing it through solar, and you're saving money. There is a return on investment forever when you are able to do that through a healthy partnership. What else do you want to say? How else can people contact you? We don't have a lot of time.
Oh, okay. I just want to throw in one more thing. We are getting what's called a Simply Smart pedestal, and what that is it's for electric cars. So if you have an electric car and you want to come visit us at the Nature Conservancy, you can fill her up, so recharge for free.
I love it. Okay. And will we see more and more and more of those? I mean, filling that in. We're partners with Clean Cities, Colleen Crown and Shield, and Bookmans, who've been leaders in the EV recharging stations.
Marvelous.
So it's awesome. And I have to tell you, this show, I say it every week, it flew by, and it's always because we have such interesting, informative guests that certainly get me thinking. And it's natureconservancy.org. And when I Google it, you just put Nature Conservancy Tucson in Google, and everything about what's going on here comes up. So thank you.
Thank you,
Conrad. Thanks for coming and being a part of this. And we'll be hearing more from you. This is Mrs. Green's World. Make sure you get on my website and become a part of that contest. Have a great green week. Dale from Aveda Institute next week. Dale Lamons.